Let's make this simple. You just closed a sale. You did the work, you delivered value, and you walked away with a customer. So why don't more sales turn into more customers? Why does that momentum so often stop at the till? Today, I want to fix that with one tight idea you can test in 30 to 60 minutes. Welcome to the Daily Marketing Move, your daily marketing action plan for busy solopreneurs and small business owners. I'm Mason Reed. Here's what matters today. You'll finish this episode with exact three-line receipt copy to drop into digital receipts, printed slips, or invoices, a one-tab tracking template you can copy, an A-B test plan, and a 30-day cadence so you end up with a measurable result, not just a gut feeling. Why receipts? Because the post-purchase moment beats generic follow-ups. Right after someone buys, trust is higher, attention is real, and they're more likely to act on the simple ask. Think about it. You have their attention, the social proof of the purchase, and a concrete moment to nudge toward referring a friend. Let's break that down so this doesn't feel pushy or cheesy. Here's the three-line formula I want you to use. 1. Gratitude. A short thank you. 2. A simple ask. Loved it? Send a friend this short link. 3. Attract incentive or quick value item. Small store credit or an exclusive how-to PDF. Practically, that looks like this. Thanks for your purchase. Loved it? Send a friend this short link. example.com/refer/ABC. As a thank you, enjoy a $2 credit on your next order, or grab our quick tips PDF on getting the most from your purchase. You do not need more complexity. You need more clarity. Two low-margin incentive options I recommend. Option A, a small store credit. $1 to $3 works for most small transactions. It feels like a real thank you without wrecking margin. Option B, a high-perceived, low-cost digital value item, a one-page tip sheet, a PDF checklist, or short how-to video. Both feel generous. One costs a little money, the other costs a little time to create. We'll test which one brings better referrals per 100 receipts. Now I'm going to do a live read example you can reuse. Imagine this printed at the bottom of a receipt or as the body of a digital order confirmation. Read it warm and short. Thanks for your purchase. Loved it? Send a friend this short link, example.com/refer/ABC. As a thank you, enjoy a $2 credit on your next order or download our quick tips PDF at example.com/tips. That's it. Direct, voluntary, and trackable. Use that exact copy or tweak brand words, but keep it short. Placement and format matter. If you can, put the three lines near the top of a digital confirmation where eyes naturally land, right under the order summary. On printed receipts, the bottom works better because customers often glance there while packing. For invoices, make it part of the payment receipt email subject line preview and the top of the invoice body. Small tip, on receipts that get scanned or photographed, keep the short link visible and short. We'll cover tracking in a second. Tracking setup. Make this simple. Option 1, short tracked URLs. Use a short link service where you can tag links per channel. For example, example.com/refer/cafe or example.com/refer/invoice. Option 2, unique coupon codes per channel, refer cafe, refer invoice, that apply the small credit. Either way, log every referral attempt in a single spreadsheet with these columns: date, transaction ID, channel, referral code or short link, referrer name if provided, outcome, did the friend convert, and revenue attributed. That one-tab sheet is your truth source. A-B test plan. Keep it minimal and measurable. Variant A, incentive, the $2 credit. Variant B, value content, the PDF. Run each variant for 2 weeks or until you hit at least 100 receipts per variant. Compare referrals per 100 receipts, conversion rate of referred friends, and cost per acquisition. If your store volume is low, extend each variant until you get a usable sample, but treat early numbers as directional. The goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing. Privacy and opt-in checklist. Short and respectful. Use one-sentence permission phrasing like, share a short link, and we'll apply a thank you credit if the friend buys. You can opt out anytime. Store only what you need, transaction ID, and the referral code or short link. Display an easy opt-out in your receipts or emails. Check local rules if you collect names or emails for the referral. And never share personal data with third parties with explicit consent. Measurement and cadence. What to watch weekly for 30 days. Referrals per 100 receipts. friend conversion rate, and cost per acquisition for the incentive variant. Review once a week, log totals from the sheet, compare variants after the two-week blocks, and decide whether to iterate on copy, placement, or incentive. If a variant is clearly winning, scale that version. If results are noisy and you don't hit sample thresholds, extend the test rather than switching prematurely. Quick micro example, so this isn't abstract. A neighborhood cafe adds the three-line receipt to its digital receipts for 10 days and prints it on napkin sleeves for walk-in customers. Variant A, store credit, 1.8 referrals per 100 receipts. Variant B, tip sheet, 1.2 referrals per 100. The cafe paid $2 per credited referral and saw a net positive because average order value from referred customers was higher. A freelance designer added the lines to invoices and got 2 referrals in 30 days. One of those became a $1,200 project. Small asks, measurable results. Here's the practical takeaway. Add that 3-line receipt to one transaction today. Pick your incentive, small credit, or create a 1-page tip PDF, set up a short link or a single coupon code, and add a row to your tracking sheet. Run incentive versus value for 2 weeks each, review weekly, and decide after 30 days. Let's break that down into an easy checklist you can do in 30 to 60 minutes. 1. Choose copy and pick incentive or PDF. 2. Create a short link or coupon. 3. Add the 3 lines to one receipt template. 4. Log the first 100 receipts and start the A/B schedule.
Here's today's marketing move. Add the 3-line receipt to a single transaction today and start the tracking sheet. That's the experiment. Track weekly, run the A/B, and report back to yourself after 30 days. If you try it, I'd love to hear how it goes. Quick wins and lessons both matter. If this episode helped, subscribe so you get the next quick marketing move in your feed. Share the episode with one other business owner who runs frequent small transactions. This works great for cafes, makers, local shops, freelancers. And leave a quick review if you found the checklist useful. And remember, the goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing. Thanks for listening. I'll see you tomorrow.